Hey, bookworms and book nerds, I'm Nat.
My name's Elena.
And we're going to be doing a conversation, or a pod, should I say, about our New Year's and our Christmas. So we're excited.
2024 is going to be a great year, I think. And I'm not just saying that because I'm getting married.
But yeah, I feel like this is the year. They're saying that this year has like a lot of good energy, like in the Chinese calendar and in all these other type of, all these type of other calendars.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on in 2024 for...
Yeah, and you've even noticed we're in a new setup. We're back with our old mics and we're in this pretty little big table.
I just want to apologize for the audio the last couple
of... Don't apologize. It sounded really good. It's just that we like... the clarity more of how we sound in this one.
This one sounds like a podcast.
Yeah. And I feel like the mics that we have are just the other mics, the wireless ones are good for our TikToks. Mm-hmm. But this one just sounds, you know, more, it has more of je ne sais quoi, you know, for the pod.
So there's quite a bit of books coming up in 2024 that I'm pretty excited for.
Yeah. I am excited too, but I also am the type of person that Elena will be like, oh my God, this book is coming out. And I'll be like, which book? Because I don't know. I'm horrible. I'm like a book person, but like in the sense of like, I want to read a book and then I go and I find a book or Elena tells me of a book and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to read that one. But she's more like... she's more the book person than I am. Like, her, like, she's more intense. Yeah.
Obsession.
Her obsession is hardcore. I feel like I'll get to that point later on in life, just not right now.
Yeah. Do you have the list on yours?
I do have the list.
You had to write it down because it's quite a bit.
All right. So the first one, Elena's extremely excited about this, which is The House of Flames and Shadow by Sarah J. Maas.
Mm-hmm. It's the third book.
Mm-hmm. And I have to reread those books.
I do as well, and I'm excited to reread them. The first one, the only thing that is making me not want to reread the first book is it's just so sad.
I honestly don't remember the series at all.
It is so sad.
I don't remember it at all.
Everyone dies in the beginning. And that's not even a spoiler because it's... says it in the back too, so
I don't remember any of it at all.
I cried. I don't think I've ever cried that hard for another book in the first two chapters.
Oh no, I've cried so many times in so many books.
In the first two chapters, like, you just automatically start crying.
Dang, I can't read to reread it. I don't remember at all. I have to finish the book that you put me on first.
Yeah, so I started A Shadow in the Ember. I'm like, Nat's gonna love this. And I told her, I went to lunch, and like, here, you're gonna read the first couple chapters. Here's the book. And now she's hooked.
Yeah. I already got the book through the mail. Sorry, they didn't have it in any of the Barnes & Nobles by me. Mm-hmm. So I ordered on Amazon, which is always a hit or miss. Thankfully, it didn't come like super jacked up. So I was happy about that. But I couldn't wait. So then I also got it on Kindle Unlimited. Because I'm a crackhead.
She is so funny. She gets a book in physical, and then she gets the Kindle version. And she's like, oh, well, the Kindle version was only $7. And I'm like, okay, but how much was the physical? And she's like, I don't know, like 20-something. I'm like, okay, so you spent like 30-plus on a book in two different...
Yeah.
My dog wants our attention. I'm so sorry.
No. I also forgot to mention, guys, if you're seeing these videos, I look crazy.
Oh. Do you want to tell them what you did?
So I did what's called like a vampire facial or a PRP microneedling. So my face is peeling. Mm-hmm. And I'm very itchy. And I'm at least wearing makeup for you guys, because if I didn't, I would look like a tomato. Because I'm bright red under here. And I'm peeling and it's itchy and it's driving me crazy. But we're going to have smooth baby skin in a week. So that's all that matters.
I'm so happy for you.
She was terrified for me.
It just looks so painful.
I know. But back, let's see. So yeah, I'm excited for that book, for the Sarah J. Maas one. Yeah. And it's just so pretty and it's gold.
I wonder how many books are going to be in this series though.
It looks like it's going to be a fat series.
You think?
It looks like it. No. You know when you can kind of tell by the cover of the book?
Let's see. I'm curious. So under contract for 3, but hinted that there may be a 4th.
Oh, okay. So it's not a bad, it's a good amount. I feel like 3 to 4 is like good standing. Once it gets to like 6 or 7, I'm like, you just gotta end it.
Yeah, it's, dude, you need to end it.
It's very hard to make good series that long.
Yeah, because you know there's a couple books in there that are fillers.
Yeah.
Until the very ending.
She has a long series though, Sarah J. Maas. The Glass of Thorn or whatever.
Throne of Glass.
That's a long series.
It's a long series, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's like a hit or miss. Some are like really, really good long series. And then others are like...
Yeah. I find it interesting that people think the ACOTAR series is better than Throne of Glass. Just because I think the ACOTAR series was very... Like, it was good, don't get me wrong. But I... Throne of Glass, man, it's just different.
I haven't read Throne of Glass. I have the first book, and I just haven't gotten into it yet.
I want to say Throne of Glass is for, like, fantasy readers, I think, and then ACOTAR is for more of the romance readers that are trying to get into fantasy.
Oh, so then I'll probably like Throne of Glass.
I love Throne of Glass.
I have to start reading it. I feel like all the books right now all look the same. That same kind of art. Yeah. The same kind of like cartoony, kind of modern type of art. And I'm over it. Give me some old school, sexy looking fairies on a cover with a bunch of calligraphy
and flowers. The OG is because you could, from book 1 to book 6 or 7, you can see the progress of the character. Because she's like normal, and then as the last book, you can see she's a badass.
Yeah. But yeah.
Another...
But I like that cover, though. See, I just like the old school. Yeah. I don't know. Those type of old school covers, they, like, suck me in.
They're an old series, too.
Yeah. I feel like the old series are so much better than what's now. I feel like now, it's, like, a trend. Everything is, like, mushing together.
Right.
They're all, like...
Pretty similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to throw the 2 books that we just finished reading, but, like, there's a shadow person in Iron Flame. And then now there's another shadow person in the Ember one.
That's the thing. When something gets
super popular,
a whole bunch of authors are like, oh, we gotta jump on the bandwagon because it's popular.
Like the Raven one was good because there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
All right. So the next one we have is Born of Blood and Ash, which is not the second book. It's the third?
That's the fourth.
The fourth book of the book we're reading.
Great reading. Shadow in the Ember by Jennifer L. Armentrout.
I'm excited. I'm only on chapter 5. And, like, I just want to be home and, like, alone. And then the next book we have is A Fate Inked in Blood.
Yeah. So I actually read this book. I got an ARC for it. And it was pretty good. I don't know if I would... I think I rated it, like, maybe a 3.5 or a 4-star.
But the cover is pretty.
It's very pretty. And if you pre-order it, you get blue ridges.
Is it ridges or edges?
Oh, edges? Maybe.
I don't know these book terms. I just found out what novella means in the book world. Because to me, a novella is, like, a Spanish drama on TV. And I didn't know it meant, like... What do you call it? An arc? For, like, a second thing for a book. Or, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You book people know. Because I didn't know.
So, this book, though.
Is that what you wrote? Oh, no. I got shocked for a second.
I did write this, though.
That much. That's so a lot.
Yeah. Should I read my...
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to read my review.
You gave it a 4-star, so...
I did give it a 4-star.
If you were to think back now, would you still give it a 4-star?
Yeah, I think, again, like what we were saying, it's one of the trends. Another maiden. She's a maiden.
Just like the book we're reading.
Yes.
Jeez.
So I said, what an exhilarating journey this book took me on. It whisked me to soaring heights of emotion, only to plunge me into the depths of despair. The protagonist, Fair, tested by patients with her selfless choices, even when they seemed misguided. While I understand her motivations, they constantly got on my nerves. I wanted to love her, but every time I rooted for her, she turned around and did something stupid. Now, Bjorn, the shining star of this book, he was the magnetic force that kept me coming back. His unwavering support for Fair and his unyielding determination in the face of adversity were truly admirable. He embodied the qualities I admire most in a character. Despite my frustrations with Fair, I'm eagerly anticipating the next installment. Why? Because I'm absolutely captivated by Bjorn, and I'm itching to discover his fate. He remains my all-time favorite, and I can't wait to see what challenges and triumphs await him in the next chapter of this enthralling story. So yeah, I didn't like the main character, but I liked the lover of this book.
Well, the true question is, will I like to read it? Because this is what our relationship is. Elena is a book addict, and she reads so freaking fast. You know, I was having a conversation with my fiancés about this last night. Because I have like a little bit of dyslexia, and I think that's why I read so slow.
Yeah.
Like I read a lot, but I don't read super slow, but I read slow.
Yeah.
This one reads like she's a freaking speed racer.
But I've been reading since like second grade of elementary
school. Me too, but I'm so slow.
I don't know. I think I'm just...
I think it's part of the ADHD, the dyslexia.
Yeah.
Because like I have to go back a lot and be like, that doesn't make... But did I read that word correctly?
Mm-hmm.
But
I think
so,
you probably wouldn't like it because if I was annoyed with the character, you would be annoyed with the character. So she made a lot of choices that were just so frustrating to read. But with the side character, Bjorn, he makes up for it. So it's like, I don't know.
So you don't know?
You probably... Well, if I give it a 4-star, you probably would love it.
Maybe. But
if I got annoyed with the character, you definitely would get annoyed with this character.
Oh, well, we'll see.
She's like...
The edges are pretty, so I might just get it for the edges. You know?
But
I'm moving into a new place, and I want to get a second bookshelf.
Yeah, I
to extend it, and I'm excited for that. This one, she needs like 5.
You know what? If I get 5, then I'm definitely not going to stop this book buying. I have a problem. So the new year, guess what I started with? New books. I got 9 more books at the beginning of the year.
We'll get into Christmas in a second. So the next one was Map of the Other Land. Which one was that one?
Yes. Yeah, so this is the second book of the Emily... I forget the title.
Pull it up on the Goodreads. I need to see covers because if not, I can't picture it in my brain. I don't have that type of memory.
Nope. Emily Wilde
Encyclopedia the fairies one.
Fairies. That's the first one. And then the second one is the Map of the Other Lands.
Yeah.
Which and this is supposed to be like a cozy read. It's about fairies. So, yes.
I haven't read a fairy book in a while. Have we read a fairy book? I don't feel like we've read
haven't.
We haven't read a fairy book in a while. All our books right now are people with magic.
Yeah.
You see?
No, actually, all of ours is like kind of godly.
Yeah.
It's about gods, goddesses.
Yeah, but it's not. See, I like books how we're reading because it's kind of like magic-y.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not gods because I can't do like Persephone and like all those type of like actual mythology. I can't get into. Like I have the book Circe. I've had it for like almost 3-4 years. Like when it came out, I only read the first 3 chapters. I can't get into it.
There's another book called A Touch of Darkness, and it's like that. It's about supposedly like Persephone. I don't know how you saw her name in Hades and like.
It's hard.
Everyone was raving about it, so I gave it a try, and I was like, no.
It's hard to get into those stuff. For at least for me, it's hard to get into those type of books.
Right. But this book is about, so the first one, if you haven't read it, it's a professor journeys to a small town in the far north to study fairy folklore and discovers dark fae magic, friendship, and love, and the start of a heartwarming and enchanting new fantasy series.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a cozy read, and I just love it. I'm so excited to read this.
I remember there was an era in like high school where I got really into fairies, mm-hmm. like really into fairy books.
I'm always obsessed with fairies.
So the next book we have is Heart Song.
Oh, so this is the third book.
I'm like, pull it up. Hello.
So this is the third book of the two books I actually bought.
Oh, this yeah, I'm not going to read this.
And so
sorry Matt to the author.
Is not going
to
like this for her own reasons.
Yeah.
The first book is called Wolf Song. The second is Raven Song. So I bought the first two and heard amazing things. And when I got it in, I read the first page and was already hooked. So I'm so excited. And I haven't read a werewolf book in a while.
I love werewolf books, yes. But I'm not getting into this one.
Ugh. I'm excited.
Alrighty, so the next one is Lore of the Wilds.
This is a fairy one as well. That's why it sounded interesting.
So, yeah, that one. The cover is so pretty.
It is really pretty.
Ooh, and it has good ratings. 4.5.
4.1.
Oh, close enough. I saw half of a 5-star.
So this is a stunning romantasy debut about an enchanted library, two handsome fae, and one human who brings them all together.
Say less.
Say less.
Say less.
Give it to me. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is that the first series? Yeah, the first book? When does it come out?
I think.
Or is it out already?
Let's see.
The cover, like, the girl has really curly hair. It's pretty.
Pre-order February.
Oh, around the corner. Mm-hmm. I like that. We got to make it happen. And then the last one is Earthflown.
Earthflown?
Yeah, Earthflown.
This cover had my jaw dropping to the floor.
It's also a really, really pretty cover.
So fucking pretty. It's a guy and a girl. Female.
They kind of look like Faye, right? They had like pointy ears?
No. But
that's like a wishbone too, like a broken wishbone.
In it, and then there's like a rib cage. Oh, it
but like it tells so much because the wishbone's broken and it's on the girl's side, so that means her wish came true. Ooh,
I'm just so excited for this. So when Ethan saves the life of a fire starter, it's nothing unusual. He's the only healer on call at the hospital, and that gunshot wound isn't going to regenerate itself. But his patient turns out to be Corinna Harris. Heiress to a pharmaceutical empire controlling Britain's water supply. Her twin, Javier, is a man who A, starts sending Ethan flowers at work, B, seems terrified of a secret, and C, has the cheekbones and earnestness to make up for both. That sounds good.
It does sound good.
Fire.
I love when the moment they said fire.
Healer. Oh, I don't. That sounds pretty original.
I'm going to send that to my friend because the fact that it's about pharmacy and she's in pharmacy, she'll probably love that.
I love it because I don't think I have read any book with a healer. Have you? That's pretty different.
I feel like we have.
A healer?
Yeah, we have. Oh, you? Yes, we have.
Okay, tell me.
Throne of Glass. Not Iron Flame. What's the first book of Iron Flame? I forget. Fourth Wing, the brother.
No, but that's not the main character. That's like a side thing, like you're talking about. No, this is the main
Well, in Iron issue. Flame. Yeah, the second book. Yeah, but you're going to. I'm going to. You know, I talked to one of my. One of my book friends, her name is Ellie. I met her through my brother's girlfriend. They're like really close friends. Mm-hmm. And we both got my brother's girlfriend into reading books too. But she's more into like philosophy, like that type of books or like psyche books. So I was, besides the point, I was talking to Ellie and she texted me. And then I was like, so what'd you think of Iron Flame? Because I know that she finished it. I feel like you guys kind of have the same type of...
Did she not like it? Book.
She was like, honestly, she's like, honestly, I gave it a 3-star, but it deserved a 3-star. And I was like, she gave it a 4-star, but she feels like it deserved a 3-star.
I gave it a 3-star.
And then like, I can see where that's coming from. You get me? Because the first half of the book is like all information. Mm-hmm. And then the second half is all action. But I personally like that because it answered so many of our questions. Mm-hmm. You get me? And then the second book, like the second, not the second book, sorry. The second half is just a bunch of action. And I kind of foresaw the mm-hmm. what was how it was going to end. But I feel like, yeah, it could have been better.
If I didn't enjoy Fourth Wing, how the fuck am I going to get through the second book? And I told her, she's like, yeah, you're going to hate this book. I'm like, oh, great. I don't know how I'm going to do it, dude.
You should wait until the graphic audio comes out and listen to it like that. Yeah. I would love to hear it in the graphic audio.
You should buy it and then let me listen to it. I did enough by buying the covers.
I know, but you got the signed one. That was worth it. Just the fact that it was signed.
If anyone wants it, reach out for my God. Sell it for $100.
Oh my God. Jeez Louise.
See, it's worth it if it's an author that I love. Like, if I had a Sarah J. Maas book signed, I would throw up.
Yeah.
I would throw up. If I had a Jennifer L. Armentrout one that was signed, I would gasp and cry. If I had Holly Black signed, I would faint. Like, those three people. Cassandra Clare, she was my favorite author for the longest time. Like, I would still be pretty happy if I had one of her signed.
Dang. Should we go into what we got each other for Christmas? Yeah. So, I wish we would have brought it, but we didn't. We didn't think this through. We thought about it now because we're like, oh, this video, this pod is going to be pretty short. So how are we going to extend it? But Elena got me a book presser that says my future name on it. And I love it. I'm the type of person that, like, I got her one for Halloween, right?
Yes.
For the boo basket. So I'm the type of person that, like, if I like something, before I get it to myself, I'll give it to somebody. Mm-hmm. So I gave her one, and then I told her that, and then she, bless you. How dare you interrupt my conversation with a sneeze? Look. So then she got me one, and it's so pretty. And then she got me an ice roller. I like a thing, but bless you again. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
But I was so excited for the bookmark.
Did you use it?
I haven't used it yet. Because remember, all my books are in boxes. I'm about to move.
No, have you used the roller on your face?
Oh, no. Not, girl.
I don't know.
No, I can't. She told me not to put, like, direct ice on my face. Oh, well. Yeah, because it would irritate. Here we go.
Dude, my allergies are so bad in winter. I don't know what it is. What is blooming in winter?
Pollen.
In winter?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's pollen in the air. Or it's probably just the weather, you know. Who knows?
No, it's every year. Every year it hits winter, it's bad. Bad.
Ain't no doctor. But yeah, I got her that. And she gave me that. And then I got her. Achoo!
Hold on.
So then I got her a book sleeve that's like super, super pretty. It's like a blue with like lilies all over it. And guess what? Her dog is named Lily. Oh. And light blue is her favorite color. Ooh. What an amazing bestie am I. I am. Who gets bestie award? Me. Ish. Je ne sais quoi. Moi. Do you have the book sleeve with you here?
It's upstairs.
But I was saying, I don't know if you heard, it's light blue, your favorite color, and it has a bunch of lilies around it. And what is your dog's name?
Lily. Lily.
And
no,
then
it was so cute. I use it all the time now when I go to work and stuff.
Because she always carries, like, I carry my Kindle everywhere. She carries, like, physical books, and it freaks me out. Because I'm like, anything can happen to that book. And she just throws it in her purse sometimes. I'm like, no. We got to get you a sleeve.
The dust cover off.
I know, but still, we got to get you a sleeve. So I got her one. I got her a little.
I love it.
Little bag.
And like little sword.
Oh, yeah. Sword bookmarks, which is so cute.
It's so cute, especially when it's, like, books about assassins or some badass.
They're, like, I feel this big. They're, like, the size of the mic. And they're so cute.
They're, like, a size of...
of a finger.
Yeah.
Of my finger.
Yeah.
And then what else did I get you? Oh, I got her marks, like, book, like,
for annotating.
Tags.
Yes.
I got her tags.
Which I've never done before, but it looks, like, fun. Maybe I'll do it on a book that we're going to do for the podcast. I can, like, go back.
And then, oh, and then I got her a book. Right? Yeah. The You Have to Return.
Oh, yes. I feel so bad. So. She's like, Elena, don't buy any new
books. I physically asked her. I'm like, I knew she didn't have this book. But I was like, oh, can you make on Goodreads, like, all the books that you actually have? And then she was like, why? I'm like, because I'm getting your book and I need to know because you constantly buy books. And then I go to her, I'm like, please don't buy any books. Mm-hmm. Even though I knew that was a hard feat for her. So she goes, literally, we have two more days to see each other. Two more days until we see each other, all right? And this woman right here goes to me and sends me a screenshot of like 10 books that she's getting on discount from Barnes & Noble. And what's the first book that I see on there? The book that I got her. And then I go to her. I'm like, no.
That's why I sent you a screenshot.
I go to her. No. And she's like, F. And I'm like, yeah, F. Yes, F. But then, like, I saw the one in Barnes & Noble. And it's, like, a special edition one. And it matches the whole series. I don't know why the author, made the original one. It's the fourth book, right? Or the third book?
The fourth
book looks so different from all the rest of them. So I was like, just return mine and get the special edition.
Which I did that yesterday.
Oh, what book did you get? Or you just got
another book? They just gave me a gift card. Uh-huh. We went to the book section, and I kid you not, it's completely empty.
You know what we should go to? The one that's the Barnes & Noble that's by the Target. I'm sorry, not Barnes & Noble. The Target, but next to my place. My current place, bro, their books are good.
Dang.
It's like full, it's like nice books. Like that whole collection that the collection that I got you.
Yeah, was there?
They're all there. Multiple.
Wow.
And it's like it was really empty. I was like, dang.
There. It was bad.
I don't know. I don't think people in that area read books. Or if they do that, or maybe they do, and that's why it's highly stocked. But
yeah, 2024 is gonna be freaking amazing.
It is. We're both getting married.
Yeah. It's gonna be so busy. Every month is gonna be crazy because the first half is my wedding. Mm-hmm. The second half is gonna be not
eloping or whatever I decide to do because I'm a last minute person,
which is not a good thing to do with a wedding, but you know,
but here we are
to their own. But I have my bridal shower coming up, my bachelorette, then
my wedding, bachelorette,
and then the honeymoon, and then Nat's honeymoon.
My bachelorette. Yeah. Once you finish your stuff, mine starts to happen. Mm-hmm. So, like, once she comes back from her honeymoon. When's your honeymoon again?
In April, mid-April. Yeah.
So, once she comes back for her honeymoon, we have kind of, like, a break. Mm-hmm. I might do my bridal shower in between that time before my bachelorette.
Yeah.
Is it before or after?
Before.
Okay, so I'm going to do my bridal shower between her honeymoon and my bachelorette. And then we have my bachelorette in November. And then...
yeah.
I either elope or do a small wedding somewhere. And then after that, and then 2024 will be my year of like all the other stuff.
October. And so, it's crazy. 2024 is going to fly by so fast because we have
What makes me nervous of how fast it is.
Yeah.
But that's what it's making me freak out. I talked to my family. I was like, we need to start now because my family's more chill. But...
I hope y'all's... I don't know why I'm starting to say y'all.
I know. She's getting country out of nowhere.
But I hope you guys have a great 2024 as well. Mm. Let us know what your favorite 2024 book is going to be. And we'll see you on the next podcast.
On the next pod page. Forgot that part. Okay. Well, bye.
Okay, bye.